Welcome to The Liberated Life, the podcast for women who are done pretending that they have it all figured out and are ready to live with more freedom, clarity, and courage. I'm Lucy Maeve, your guide on a journey through the unspoken parts of healing, desire, and self-discovery. This is a place to be seen, heard, and held, where we embrace all the complexities and contradictions of being fully alive. No masks, no shortcuts, just the real work and real liberation. Oh my goodness, my loves. You all don't believe what I just did. Oh my God, I just spent like 15 minutes recording an episode and I realized that my mic was muted. I didn't have anyone on the other side being like, Lucy, you're still muted. Oh, never mind. Okay, I trust that for whatever reason that recording did not need to see the light of day. So we're back. We are back. This may be the first time that you are hearing this, but it is the second time that I am diving into this. And I trust that a more pure version of me will come out now that I'm here again. So I am here with my mic on now. You can hear me. I can hear me. It's all good. And I am coming on here to talk to you about a subject that is not particularly sexy, but is incredibly important. And that subject is shame. And the reason that I want to talk about shame is because it is the thing that's keeping us all trapped in the boxes that we want to escape from. So the reason that I thought today I would come on here and talk about shame is because I know a lot of you know that I obviously came out on the internet a few weeks ago about having been the other woman, and I got brutally trolled for it. And alongside being brutally trolled for it, I also received genuinely dozens of messages from women saying that they were in the same situation, that they hadn't ever told anyone, some of them holding this sense of shame for genuinely like decades, and having just held it all in. And that it was eating away at them, but they never felt safe enough to share it with anyone. And when I received those messages, there was a part of me that was like, wow, this is genuinely the world that we're living in right now, that so many of us are holding on to parts of ourselves or behaviors or things that we've done in the past that we're like, oh my God, this is so terrible. This makes me a bad person. I can't possibly ever tell anyone, because if I tell anyone, I'll be hated. Everyone will leave me. I won't be lovable, all those things. And so many of these women have held on to these, in inverted commas, like secrets for such a long time, and how draining and exhausting that is for our energy, for our life force, when we are holding on to something so deeply and are so afraid of it being seen. And I want to come on here because I just think that it is so important for us as women to start to reclaim our shame. And this is not me coming on here being like, go and tell the world about the bad things you've done in life, or like, go and drop your trauma on everyone. Like, no, I'm not saying that. But I am saying that we need to start to look at this stuff. Because if you are here and you want to live a liberated life, if you want to feel free in yourself, if you want to feel open, if you want to feel alive, if you want like all of the magic of life to flow through you, if you want to feel ecstasy, if you want to feel bliss, if you want to feel like all of the magic and you want to be moved by life, if you really want all of those things, we have to look at your shame. Because shame is the lowest vibration frequency that we can hold. So if we're holding on to a hell of a lot of shame and it's all just like squished into a box in our stomachs, it's impacting the hell out of how you feel in your day to day. And the first thing I want to touch on with this is why initially it makes sense that we hold on to all of our shame and we don't tell anyone, before we go on to the transmutation of it. So I was actually thinking about this because when I put that reel out, I got a lot of comments from random dudes basically saying like, you should have just kept this to yourself, love. Or like, why are you, and so what? Like, why are you sharing this shit? You know, all of those types of things. And I'm not here to say go and, as I've mentioned, don't go and share your deepest, darkest secrets on the internet. I mean, feel free to, and if you want to, I'll be celebrating you from the sidelines. But I'm not saying that that is the answer. But the fact that I got so many of those messages reflected back to me that really what's happening when these people are commenting and saying those things is a projection of their own shame. It's like basically saying, when I do bad things, I don't tell anyone. Because why don't we tell anyone? Because really the crux of it is we're afraid that we will be left, we will be abandoned, we won't be loved if we share these like deep, dark parts of us. And this kind of links to what the purpose of shame really is. And I remember when I learned this, when I was studying with Gabor Mate, my brain kind of imploded because I was like, oh, that makes so much sense. Shame truly comes along to keep us in connection. It is a very powerful force to control our behaviors so that we never have to feel it. So I'll explain that in a different lens. When I was little, I remember very clearly, I like ran across a road one day, and obviously that is extremely dangerous as a kid without looking. And I can't remember who it was, but someone shouted at me. And I remember feeling this like wave of hot shame coming over me. And that shame felt so bad. And like my head was like hanging over, my shoulders were hunched. It was like, ugh, the like shame of that moment. And because shame is so painful, we will do anything to avoid it. So in this circumstance, it stopped me from ever running across a road without looking again. It keeps us in relational contact with other people. Shame is really the feeling of disconnection. It's like, I am no longer connected to my tribe. I'm no longer connected to the people that love me. I will do anything to get back into connection. So oftentimes we don't want to tell anyone about what we've done that's bad because we are so afraid of feeling the shame of disconnection. It also comes back to this idea of like the primary needs of a human when we're little are authenticity, so being really true to ourselves, and attachment, and how often we lean towards attachment. We lean towards being accepted, loved, even if it means hiding our authenticity, hiding the truth of ourselves, the bad things we've done, the gritty things, the like real honest version of ourselves. We hide. We don't tell people because it's much easier and it feels safer to maintain connection, even when we're actually kind of lying because we're not telling the truth about what's going on for us. So it makes sense that we hide shit from people because we're terrified that if we share those things, we'll be left, we'll be unlovable, we'll be like labeled as bad, we'll be ostracized, we'll be like outcast. That will make sense. But you know what happens when we don't transmute shame? When we let it like sit inside of us like this heavy rock, it literally rots us from the inside. Like genuinely, like holding on to shame, it rots us. Partly because in my mind, the energetic frequency of shame is so low that it's like, oh, this heavy weight that like hunches us over, it makes us drop our head. We're like trying to hide ourselves. And partly because when we are holding on to something that we believe is shameful about us, we will do anything to avoid that ever being seen by anyone. So if there is a part of us that we are like, I am so disgusted by this part of me, I can't ever let anybody see this, we will tap dance around it for our whole life to avoid anyone ever seeing it. Oftentimes it like, I even had the image just then of the tap dancing, like we start performing a bit. It's like, let me show how shiny I am. Let me show how amazing I am. Let me overperform. Let me overgive. Let me like just show how amazing and shiny and perfect and wonderful I am so that you never, ever see this deeply dark, shameful part of me because I'm terrified that you'd see that. So actually we start adjusting our behavior. We start shifting what we do. We start like putting ourselves only in certain circumstances. We start to filter ourselves in order to never let the shame be seen. And that, my sweet loves, is genuinely the opposite of a liberated life. Like, let's be honest. If you're avoiding being seen a certain way, if you're avoiding ever putting yourself in a context where you might be seen as bad or wrong or whatever it might be, that is not liberation. That is a cage. That is a cage. So there is so much magic that can come when we transmute our shame, when we start to realize that there is nothing wrong with you. There is like a perfectly understandable reason why you've behaved in every single way you've behaved in your entire life. I genuinely believe that there is no such thing as a bad person. I think that people do bad things because they are trying to get their needs met and they don't know how to get their needs met from themselves. So they act out in strange ways. It does not make you a bad person. But if you are holding on to this deep, deep shame inside of yourself and you are avoiding it like the plague, you are filtering yourself. You're filtering yourself. And you're actually manipulating other people to be in relationships with you because you are not sharing the truth of yourself. Harsh truth, but true. And when you start to recognize that actually there is a perfectly good reason for every single way you've behaved in your life, and when you start to recognize that there is no such thing as a bad version of you, or that you're bad, or that there's wrongness or disgustingness or whatever it might be, there's like this big exhale that happens, a really huge exhale of like, thank God, like there's not, like, I don't care if you see this part of me. It's all good. It's cool. Like, I'm good. You're good. It's all fine. And when you start to accept those parts of you and start to air them out a little bit in a safe container with people that love you and hold you and it's all good, your life force comes back. Your zest for life comes back. Your liberated self comes back because you're no longer contorting to avoid the parts of you that you feel are bad and wrong and gritty and not lovable. After that experience that I had with the trolling situation, I can honestly tell you, as I was in it, I fell into this like shame spiral and was very dysregulated and very afraid. And then as I moved through the shame spiral and the dysregulation, I felt this like wave of energy move through me. It's like, I'm free. I literally do not care anymore. Not in a like, fuck you all, I don't care. But in a, I don't care what you think of me. I shared this part of me to the world. It was painful. Nothing happened. No one left. No one ran away. The world is all the same. I'm still alive. I'm still safe. I'm still good. And from that, it's like, oh my God, what becomes possible? What becomes possible when we recognize that we can share ourselves in safe, loving containers when we're first dabbling in it? So maybe not spewing things on the internet, because there are some crazy people in the world. We start to find that our energy comes back because we're not contorting, we're not avoiding these parts of ourselves. We can show up and be like, yeah, I have all these parts of me. I often say to clients, when people criticize us, criticism can only stick where there's shame. If someone comes up to me and says, you're disgusting, I'm like, yeah, cool, I am sometimes. If someone comes up to me and says, you're selfish, I'm like, yeah, actually, I can be selfish sometimes. If someone comes up to me and says, like, you're lazy, I'm like, yeah, you know, sometimes I can be kind of lazy. If someone comes up to me and says, you're really controlling, I'm like, yeah, I can be controlling sometimes. The criticism doesn't stick because I've owned those parts of me and I'm no longer ashamed of them. And as we own those parts of ourselves, we can also see the beauty that we hold. It comes back to the episode that I did a few weeks ago. When we can see that we can hold the bad, it's like, yeah, I am one of those things. And I'm also compassionate and hardworking and loving and playful and like free-spirited. I'm all of those things. but we don't have to like desperately attach to, like, I'm not controlling at all. I'm only really free and chill. It's like, no, no. Can we own it? Can we learn to love it? And in learning to love it, can we let our energy come back? So I think I will pause for there for now. But this has just like flown out of me. Every time I record a podcast, I'm like, oh God, what if I don't have anything to say? And then I'm like, oh, it just comes out whenever I start talking. So I hope that this has been supportive. If you're listening to this and you haven't told me you're listening to this, please come and say hi. I'm just starting this podcasting thing and I'd love to get feedback if you have anything you'd like to share. And then the final piece is on this specific topic of shame. I am running a 3-day, well, 3 calls, I should say, program that is actually starting on Thursday called Shameless. And it's £79 and we've got 3 calls on Thursday, Sunday, and next Tuesday. And I'd love to have you there. So if any of this has resonated with you and you're ready to like reclaim your life force, to like have the big exhale, to be like, thank God, and to be held in a space of women that get it and no one is going to flinch at your shameful parts, come join us. I would love to have you. It would be an honor to support you. And I'm sending you so much love. And I will see you again next time.